The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. It's 9:05 on AM970TheAnswer.com, streaming worldwide, AM970TheAnswer, 50,000 watts out of New York. And Chad Wolf is kind enough to join us. Always appreciate Mr. Wolf joining us, Executive Director of the America First Policy Institute and former Acting DHS Secretary. Chad Wolf, welcome back to the show. Chad, great to have you with us, Mr. Secretary.
Well, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Chad Wolf, if I may. All the unrest in the college campuses, it's driving me a little nuts, because isn't there a Homeland Security organization that we have currently that is, like, investigating all of these agitators that are currently on college campuses? Isn't that a Homeland Security problem, sir?
Well, it's certainly a Homeland Security concern, right? Anytime that you have individuals like we've seen on TV and around the country, but certainly there in New York City and others that are using violence, right? It's one thing to protest peacefully, which I think the United States has a long history of, but once it starts to turn violent, not only in the actions, but in the rhetoric, right?
Yeah.
When you're calling for the genocide of the Jewish people and things of that nature, you've got to be concerned from a Homeland Security perspective that these folks are being radicalized, and that they will take matters in their own hands and they'll do other things against the United States. So yes, there should definitely be concern about some of the violent rhetoric, violent actions that we're seeing around the country on college campuses.
And they're paid, and the money's coming from the Mideast. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Secretary, but the money, a lot of that is coming from the Mideast, from Qatar and other countries, maybe even Saudi Arabia, to have these countries that are masking as helping out, I don't know what, the Palestinians, and they are, this is what is causing the problems on the campuses, and the kids don't know the difference. I mean, is the FBI on this, should I ask? Am I missing something here, sir?
Well, they should be, but just from my experience, I doubt that they are. Look, I think you've got a couple of things going on here. You've got so-called students there on campus. Many of them are foreign students, right? So they're not U.S. citizens. I think you've got some professional agitators, professional protest people that are probably embedded on college campuses helping these individuals. So obviously they don't have an interest in what's going on actually on that campus, but they're there to either stoke violence and do some other things. And then, as you indicated, you've got who's funding all of this. None of this is cheap. None of this is for free. And so where is that money coming from? The FBI historically has not really shown a lot of interest in looking at that because they will say, well, it's First Amendment and we have to stay away from that. We certainly saw that in the summer of 2020 when I was involved in a lot of the civil unrest. We were asking, where is the funding coming from? And the Department of Justice and the FBI was just slow to move on that. But I think that they should. But it takes some leadership and it takes direction from the top to tell them that they need to do that.
And again, in that regard, Chad Wolf, President Biden, apparently, according to CBS News, we heard that the President Biden is going to now reach out to the Gazans, the Palestinians, and to bring them to America. And then my question goes up, and I put this as objectively as I can, with no animus at all. Honestly, just an objective overview is, why isn't Jordan taking the Palestinians? Why isn't Egypt taking the Palestinians? Yet we're going to take them in America. There's a red flag all over that, is there? Is there not?
Well, of course there is. I think most Americans would agree with you, Joe. I mean, it's absurd the fact that, you know, many European nations are not taking these individuals. Well, why is that? Do they know something that we don't? Of course, they are actually looking into who these individuals are. And this idea that only America can provide refugee status or asylum status
for
a country that is thousands of miles away. It's ridiculous on its face. And then on top of that, obviously, we've got somewhere between 6 and 7 million folks that have come across that border, our southern border over the last 3 years. Like, how many people can you continue to accommodate? And that's not even to mention, sorry, the last thing here, the over 400 or 500,000 Afghans that we have brought into the country after the fall of Kabul. And so the question is, where does it stop? And why aren't we pushing allies and other countries to take these individuals who are much closer to Gaza, much closer to their home country, so that they can return at the appropriate time? If they come here to the United States, we all know they will likely never leave, and they'll never go back to their country, Gaza in this case.
And then the Chinese illegal border crossings have increased by 7,000. 7,000. And China knows everything, as we know. This is a fact. China knows who's coming in, who's going out. They don't miss a beat. And now, what does that tell us? The Chinese communists come in, single males, increased by 7,000%. Chad Wolf, what are they planning? Armies here? I mean, for lack of a better description?
Yeah, well, it tells us that something's going on and that the CCP is somewhat behind this, right? You don't see the increase from roughly 1,000 to over, 24 to 25,000 in two fiscal years, in 24 months, without something being at work here. And I think we've got to look at what the CCP and the Mexican government, are they working together to get these folks across the border? But regardless of the intention, but the intention is important. The idea that the Biden administration knows this, they know these numbers, and yet they don't do anything about it. They're not trying to stem it. They're not trying to stop it. They continue to watch it day after day after day. And again, I think the American people are just shaking their head and saying, this isn't right. Like, we would never, going back to the Cold War, we would never allow Soviet citizens to simply walk across the border.
But
that's what we're doing against our greatest adversary at the moment.
Exactly. Thank you for your time, Chad. Well, please stay with us, because we're just befuddled, which is the word. And correct me if I'm wrong here. From Chile, people were coming in. They were sending people from Chile, and we were flying them in, apparently. And they were strategically put in cities across the country. And how do I know this? Because sheriff departments from across the country, the law enforcement agencies across the country, are complaining that they're Chilean gangs that are now robbing upscale homes in a very organized, strategic manner. I mean, that's not a rumor. That is actually happening in America, Chad Wolf, correct?
We have seen that. We have certainly seen a number of gangs, a number of different individuals from South America come to the U.S., take action, and then leave. It's a little different than what the Biden administration is doing, is flying people in from parole, which are from other countries. So I think you've got a variety of things going on here, none of which is actually supportive of Homeland Security, because we don't know who these individuals are.
Yeah.
When people come to the country, they need to be vetted. We need to understand who they are, where they're going,
and
why they want to come here. And under this regime, and just because of the hundreds of thousands of folks coming across, law enforcement can't answer really any of those questions.
And are the paroled migrants entering in a vast majority in Florida? Is that what I'm seeing?
You're seeing a variety of go to different airports. They're being flown in from four different countries. And Florida, I think, is the top four airports, top four locations that the majority are being flown into.
You know what, Chad, can you have 30 more seconds, if I may, sir? I got the idea.
Sure,
see,
absolutely.
Well, we need you. If you're the new DHS secretary, God willing, see, in the next administration, this is the plan. And you're going to have to deport the bad people first. And you got to do something, because it's really getting out of hand. And you and I both fear, and you know better than anybody, that we fear the possible terror attack because of who's on our land now. And no hate toward anybody. And you're very measured, and you're very likable. So when you're on camera, Chad, well, people go, oh, that's a nice guy. So here's my idea, if I may, sir. So when you're in office, please, think of what old Joe said on the radio. Why don't we have, like I said, and this is really being snarky and being silly, but can we put them, stay in Mexico is great, but maybe we could create another country in Central America and South America. Look, we can't take you in. We can't afford to take you in anymore, but we have a really nice place that we could put you, and maybe we could have another country that would accept the people that want to come into America, so it doesn't look like we're just kicking them out back to their war-torn countries. Isn't that something? I don't know.
Well,
what are you thinking?
No, it's a great, I mean, it's not only a concept, it's what we did in the Trump administration. We got other countries to take these individuals in and encourage them.
Yeah.
And we did that in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, and it does work.
We got the plan. 4 hours of radio. We like to come up with solutions, Chad Wolf, and you are right up there front and center, sir. Thank you for your service. God willing, you're back in the White House sooner than later in the next administration, Chad Wolf. Thanks seriously for joining us. You give us great solace this morning, sir.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Chad Wolf, acting DHS secretary. I mean, really, 9:15 with Joe on the radio. Dr. Mark Siegel's coming up, Michael Gooden as well. But you know what you need? You can't just go, everybody out. Okay, that's it. I mean, because then we look mean. It should be done like that. We need a leader that does that. But, and again, don't forget, grandson of immigrants. I'm the grandson of immigrants. The immigrant population built America. And to this day, to a certain degree, they really do. But now, the Chinese communists coming in, 2 million gotaways, 2 million gotaways. Everybody's holding their breath for the next terror attack. We know it. The only people that don't know it are in the White House. And they don't care because they're going to get votes. We're going to blow out the voting districts. So in a very measured tone, you know, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, the new one, Chad Wolf, goes, you know, we're going to send you, exactly, we're going to Guatemala, we're going to send you back here, we go there, hey, stay in Mexico, they'll make the deal, and it'll be humane, and it'll be nice, and you go after the bad guys first, because I'm telling you something, if everything goes according to plan, and it looks like it's going to be according to plan, you get a new president in, no matter what he does, and it doesn't matter if it's Trump or anybody, because they vilified Ronald Reagan the same way, and Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest humans to ever walk the planet, in my opinion, one of the most decent gentlemen ever, and they went after Ronald Reagan because, oh, why? Well, he wasn't like in their party. So I'm telling you, when it starts, it's going to be not pretty for the first 3 months, 6 months, but it has to be done. We have to take this country back. Don't forget, I'll tell you once, I'll tell you 1,000 times, we're so young as a republic. As Dr. Gorka said yesterday, we're the longest running republic ever, but as a country, we're only not even 300 years old, and we're susceptible to being taken away. You look at the Ottoman Empire, the Nords that I told you took over Sicily, what happened in Greece. I heard Mark Levin say the other day so astutely that in Athens, how many times has that been taken over? You know what? It can happen to us. It really can. And we could peacefully and very, very methodically and very humanely take the country back. That is our plan. Okay? But don't tell anybody. Okay? Because they're going to come after us. We'll do it nice and quiet under the radar. You got it? All right. Fair enough. Joe on the radio, Mark Siegel is going to join us. You know, this too. Look, I'm from the 60s. Everybody smoked marijuana. But I was so anti-drug. I remember one time I was cutting school. And because what a loser, really. Ugh, so many, the dumb things I've done, I question why. Cutting school, and I remember one time, one of the kids, and I remember his name, I'm not going to mention his name, though. They tried to put LSD. There was a cup, a small cup. Hey, have a drink of this, Joe, like that. And I'm saying to myself, now why would I drink this little cup, even back then.
Did you drink from that cup?
No, I did not drink from that cup because I knew the guy, and I said...
You'd ask the person, did they drink from the cup?
It wasn't so much the LSD. It was that he might have put his lips on it. Yeah, it was unsanitary, exactly. No, but it was nuts in the 60s. It was nuts. And if you were smoking weed, like they were always, they were the dopers, you know, and they would all hang out. And so I never really got into the marijuana thing because it's like, who wants to be that dopey? By the way, marijuana is so stinky. Why does it smells like a skunk? In any case, what is, after all the problems we have, I'm reading here, Biden administration moving to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This is what they're thinking about in the White House? Dr. Mark Siegel will break it down for us. He is one of the brightest guys in all of medicine, professor of medicine at the NYU Langone Medical Center. And I'll tell you, that Langone Medical Center, in the name of Ken Langone himself, is spectacular. Michael Goodwin as well. He is a chief political columnist for the New York Post. Brilliant as always. NYPD's bust up at Columbia doesn't mean this disgraceful anti-Semitic episode is over. You don't want to miss Michael Goodwin.
Well, I just got an alert. Fordham University has an encampment now, so it's spreading.
Fordham? Fordham?
I just read that on my list.
Thank you, Alex. You know, really, you know, 919, Joe on the radio. Alex is at the board doing a great job. Joey Sebelia producing, and Debbie Duhame is on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Hello, Debbie. How are we doing this morning?
Oh, Joe, it's still a little bit foggy out here, so be careful traveling around. Let's see what's happening right now. Inbound George Washington Bridge, still an hour to that upper level. An accident clear from the upper level, the inbound side of the Lincoln Tunnel. That's down to about 20. Holland, about 35. Watch for delays. JFK Expressway South, still closed. South Cargo Road, down through the Van Wyck. It's all due to milling and paving going on until 6 tomorrow morning. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound BQE. Heavy getting up and out toward that merge with the Grand Central Parkway. It's an accident. Accident being cleared. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. 287 South exit 14 into Bridgewater. It's a collision being cleared. 22 eastbound out in Mountainside, a crash. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 88 as you get out through Lakewood. It's a down traffic signal out by Lexington Avenue. Partly cloudy today with a high of 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 85. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Unity Bank, dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity Bank has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. You can grow your savings with their great CD specials. UnityBank.com. You got to go to UnityBank.com. You know, Jim Hughes is my friend. He's the president and CEO of Unity Bank, and he says the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. There's no excess layers of bureaucracy like that you find at those Goliath-sized banks. And I know we're on the clock and we got to move, but I have to make a personal note because, you know, my mom passed away, and then we had to create like this estate account and all that stuff, all the rules and regulations, you know, certainly in New Jersey. And Unity Bank was so nice. And I called Jim Hughes. I said, he said, Joe, let me get you to Tracy. And he'll do the same thing for you, by the way, even if you want to open a personal account, a business account. How about a loan? How do you get a loan? Who do you go to that's nice when you ask for a loan? You go to Jim Hughes at Unity Bank because they help my family out in such a wonderful, warm way. And they'll do the same thing for you. Okay? UnityBank.com. It's UnityBank.com. And check out the current CD and savings specials, all right? FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
Dennis Prager doesn't scare easily.
When kids are scary, that's the scariest. These kids, with Israel is committing genocide, these are really scary young people that have been created by our sick educational system and our sick media.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
The Caribbean is calling. Dennis Prager here. I invite you to join me on a Bible cruise this November in the Caribbean. Imagine 9 days of basking in the sun surrounded by the stunning beauty of a tropical paradise. We'll cruise to the vibrant islands of Half Moon Cay, Curaçao, Bonaire, and more while making unforgettable memories with like-minded travelers. Stroll through Curaçao's iconic pastel-colored shops and snorkel in Bonaire's world-class coral reefs. You'll enjoy some of the most delicious cuisine aboard Holland America's Rotterdam, a fantastic destination itself with riveting shows and spectacular views. This experience is more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in profound discussions. The fresh insights I will share with you about the books of the Bible and current events should energize and challenge you. Mark your calendars November 29th through December 8th, 2024. Learn more and secure your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime adventure by calling 855-565-5519 or booking online at PragerBibleCruise.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Mark Siegel standing by. And let me tell you about, if I may, Dottie Herman, Vice Chair Douglas Elliman. So excited that Dottie's on the radio station. We got the best people on the station. We really do. And the weekend has some really great, interesting shows. It's like old school radio, you know? But Dottie Herman, I'm telling you, she's on top of her game and as relevant as ever in the real estate business. So she understands when you try to go for a loan, what that's about, like I was just talking about, right? Renting, buying, all of, like in some areas of New York, York, it's just like blown out and no one's staying there. Can you get a good real estate deal there? Can you rent there? Dottie has the answers to it all. And if you want to be part of the real estate business, you listen to Dottie Herman. And she's got Lucas Ferrara with her as well. It's Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock. So if you're listening around the country, it's 10 o'clock Eastern on AM970TheAnswer.com. As you're about to go out and do a foray of all the real estate that you're thinking of renting, thinking of buying, what should you do? How should you do it? Dottie Herman knows it all. Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman. And we're proud to tell you we have her right here on the radio station. Eye on Real Estate. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock Eastern on AM 970, The Answer.
The Charlie Kirk Show, coming up at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 925, Dr. Mark Siegel's the man, physician, professor of medicine at the NYU Langone Medical Center, author, contributor to Fox News, and with great respect and appreciation, we bring Dr. Siegel to the airwaves. Hi, Dr. Mark, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Have you had your morning workout?
You always go right to the right thing. You always are on top of everything. Top of your game, Mark Siegel, I'm telling you right now. You know what I used to do in the old days? I mean, even maybe sometimes before I went on stage, I could work out. Even if it wasn't before, after my show, I would work out. I measure it. I'm very measured now as I get older because I don't want to wipe myself out. So I don't do it before, but later today, I will do something because I want to have some kind of, mental acuity when I come on the radio, you know, and I'm wiped out if I push myself too hard. That's a fair enough analysis, right, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, and you're all about mental acuity, but mental acuity is tied to physical acuity.
Yes,
and I
yes.
like the way you just described it, because there's some new suggestions out that you should take a break every 30 minutes and dance around the room. And I think that's all about not being on your duff all day long. But I subscribe much more to the idea of find 30 to 45 minutes a day, an hour even better, where you do something, where you walk or where you run or you do
exactly.
the Peloton. Or, I'm always competing with my wife for whatever we have. We have the Peloton here, but like, you know, every time I go into that room, she's on it. I don't know. It's like a magnet, right? Whatever time I choose, she's on there ahead of me. But God bless her. I want her to be in good shape. So, I go have coffee and then I wait.
It's so true. But Dr. Siegel, I want to talk about the marijuana. There's a drug situation devastating still our younger generation. Interesting. I'll go on the bike and I'll kind of meander out to the mountain bike out in the hills of Hunterdon County in Jersey. And I'll go, let me just do this. And, 3 miles, whatever. Nothing major, but it's more anaerobic than aerobic because of the hills. But I come back and then all of a sudden, and Dr. Siegel, I know you'll verify this, the endorphin kicks in. It, the chemical in the brain, everything seems brighter. It's easier. I have answers. I'm clear-minded. And it's important to do that. And you on the bike, or me out there on the bike, I get that more when I go outside and do more of a kind of a aerobic, anaerobic exercise. That's like a drug that really just kicks in from working out, the endorphin, yes?
Yeah, it's actually, and it increases your serotonin levels. And, and one-third of this, so many people in the country are taking serotonin uptake inhibitors, meaning that we're trying every which way we can to get more dopamine and more serotonin into the brain. Happy hormones, oxytocin, happy hormones. Instead of doing it with chemicals, you just got it. Exercise is the way to start with that. Give yourself an infusion of happy hormones by getting exercise, and then diet, eating right, and decreasing stress. By the way, you decrease stress when you exercise, and yoga. A lot of people really becoming fans of yoga. Don't break your back, but yoga is a big thing.
I know, and Dr. Siegel too. But then now they're getting. I have a friend who works at one of those spas. They're giving shots. They're doing the Botox stuff. And then they do this. They're shooting pellets of testosterone. Dr. Siegel, pellets of testosterone. My urologist. I'm afraid of prostate cancer from too much testosterone, or even the stuff you put under your arm. A little danger there, correct?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest danger in what you just said is it's unregulated. You know, there's been some problems with Botox being given by the wrong people, and it's fake Botox, and we've had some infections or some side effects. I think testosterone is something that only should be prescribed in the right hands, and you got the right hands. It's a urologist who's trained in this? Do you need it? It can interfere with fertility.
Yeah.
You know, it could have other side effects as well. As you say, it increases your risk of prostate cancer. All of this has to be under the guidance of somebody who knows what they're doing. You can't just be putting things under your arm, going to spas. I mean, we're turning into a self-medicating society. Now it turns out that people are on Ozempic, let's say, the weight loss drug.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are places in pharmacies where you go to auto-medicate for the side effects you get from a drug that you maybe got on telemedicine or on the internet. Come on. Bring doctors back into the equation, Joe.
Hey, doctor, you are great. We have to do a game show, Stump Dr. Siegel, because you can't. Everything, and we have no notes here, by the way, as you're listening to Dr. Mark Episcopo on the radio. I'm just from the hip, man, and you are covered on everything. But let's go, if I may, to this guy, Biden, Dr. Siegel, reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Your thoughts, sir, please.
Well, first of all, I think it's clear that what I've been saying is that marijuana has become a more dangerous drug because the THC content keeps going up. Back when you and I were kids, it was 1.5%. And that's what it is in parts of Europe where there are actual head shops. They've got 1.5%. Some countries have it limited to that in Europe.
Yeah.
Here, we're talking 30%, up to 50%.
What?
Those gummies might have up to 50% concentration. So for starters, I don't think we should call it the same drug. We're using a name that's out of date, Joe. Weed is out of date because it refers to something less potent. So now, if you get it to the point where it's completely unregulated, and you know, again, I think that a restriction matters because I want doctors in the loop. I'm very old-fashioned. If you're going to make it medical, make it something that's restricted. Does it have to be as restricted as heroin? No. I mean, heroin is more something that can kill you. But to make it as little restricted as prednisone or steroids, I think is very problematic. That gets away from the idea that it's a very highly psychoactive substance that interferes with performance, that can give you a sense of being out of the body, that can have terrible side effects and can make you even psychotic. So I think restrictions matter. And I say, again, maybe not as much as heroin, but not as liberal as something like a steroid.
Is that right that when we walk down the streets of New York, Dr. Siegel, it smells like a skunk? Is that because the marijuana is so much more powerful? Is that what that is?
I think that's absolutely. I think you can walk down the street. I hesitated there because I'm seeing skunks. I think I'm seeing skunks on the street, but those are actually rats that look like skunks. But also, the marijuana is huge, so strong. You don't even have to smoke it. You just walk down some streets. I don't know what's happening. No, if we're going to do a game show, why don't we move it out to the country somewhere?
Well, we can breathe air. Dr. Siegel, you're the best. You're the best. And a shout out to Ken Langone for creating the NYU Langone Medical Center. That's your personal friend, mine as well. What a brilliant one. I mean, you are at the top medical facility and you're a professor of medicine over there. Yet you don't forget your pals on the radio. And we love you for that, Dr. Mark Siegel. Thank you, sir. And please come back. Hopefully I'll see you soon, but come back when you can, okay?
Agree with you about Ken Langone. Great human being. And love to come back, Joe. Thanks for inviting me. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
You too, sir. Dr. Mark Siegel. I love that. You know, it's interesting, we're going to break in a second, and Michael Goodwin will join us. We have the guests that come on. I'm telling you, and I'll just tell you, just to pull the curtain back, because Joseph Bilia works so hard, our producer, and he'll come up with a series of questions, and then at the end of the interview, nine times out of ten, he goes, "Did you get the questions? Because I never asked the questions."
You know what? It's an occupational hazard. I'm used to it by this point.
It's my ADD, my insatiable curiosity, and when I have someone with a breadth of knowledge like Dr. Siegel has, I drive my doctor crazy as well, but he's bang, 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 bang. He's so on top of his game, and it's great. So, but thank you for the marijuana, because I would have never got to the marijuana. I would have asked about testosterone and everything else.
Why not?
So thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for
Absolutely.
At least guiding me down the road. And excuse me, guys, Alex, Joe, you know, Chad Wolf, when I talk to a guy that's as astute as Chad Wolf, former DHS acting secretary, This, and I say, maybe people are coming in, when you remove them, you want it to be in a humane way, they were coming in illegally to the country. What, you can't just kick them out. You don't just kick them out. Put them someplace where they can go where it's, and they did that in the last administration. You hear Chad Wolf say it? I was right. Because stay in Mexico, number one. But if Mexico's not going to take them, they were putting them back in places like Guatemala and other places. See? So we're on the money here. Shoot from the hip sometimes, because sometimes once in a while common sense comes out of that. 9:34, Joe on the radio. Michael Goodwin, one of the great journalists of our time, will join us momentarily. Bill Gagan is in the newsroom for Al Gattula, who will be back tomorrow right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 59 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. There's a large police presence at Columbia University after the NYPD cleared out a building that was taken over by pro-Palestinian protesters last night. Police went into Hamilton Hall, made a large number of arrests. University says protesters occupied, vandalized, and blockaded Hamilton Hall, and the school was left with no choice but to allow the police in to clear it out. Police officials and Mayor Adams say that the protests have been co-opted by professional outside agitators. Rents could soon be on the rise in New York City's rent-stabilized apartments by a vote of 5-2. The board voted to recommend an increase of 2-4.5% on one-year leases and 4-6.5% on two-year leases. Final vote set for June 17th. Sports, the Knicks lose. Islanders eliminated from the playoffs. The Mets beat the Cubs. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan on AM 970. The Answer. Let's get another check of the roadways with Debbie Duhane.
Good morning, Bill. Let's see what's happening right now. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Do watch out for some delays this morning as you head over to the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge. Still waiting about 45 minutes. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's down to 20. Holland about 25. 17K is closed out in Newburgh as you get out towards Stewart International Airport. Car into a building out by Fletcher Drive. Over on the Thruway North exit 16 in Harriman, it's a car fire. Troubles on 21 South at Mill Street in Belleville with an accident just about cleared, and watch for slowdowns on 287 North exit 26 in Bernards Township with an accident. Watch for stop and go traffic on the Van Wyck northbound bumper to bumper up by Jewel Avenue with a collision being cleared, and the westbound BQE right at the Kosciuszko Bridge, it's an accident. Troubles on the Jackie Robinson westbound at Cypress Hill Street, it's an accident. That one's still being cleaned up, and the Whitestone Bridge into the Bronx, it's ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 85. I'm Debbie Duhane with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Debbie Duhane, thank you so much. Let me tell you about Relief Factor, if I may. You know, I like to get out and about. Talking with Dr. Siegel, it just kind of makes you feel better. But when you're in pain and you have legitimate, you know, minor aches and pains from working out when you were younger, just from getting older, when I tell you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor, that was developed by a small town doctor that I know, great guy that I know, and he came up with the concept of omega-3s and turmeric, and a lot of these things are advertised individually. You see on the shopping networks, you go, oh, get the turmeric, oh, get the omega-3s, oh, get the resveratrol. You know what? You get it all in one in Relief Factor, and what it does, it eliminates the everyday aches and pains that you're experiencing in a 100% drug-free way. Now, pills, you don't want to take pills, in my opinion, because they simply mask your pain for a short time, while Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. So the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor is only $19.95, and you have a feel better or your money back guarantee. So please give it a try, okay? 800, the number 4 Relief, 800 4 Relief, or everything like I tell you, and some other great products that are there. You got to check out ReliefFactor.com. Everything you need to know about this 100% drug-free product, Relief Factor, is at ReliefFactor.com.
Greetings, friends. Sebastian Gorka here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now. And yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi-24. That's 888-Y-Refi-24. And when you call, you will not get a sales pitch. Just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refi.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Gorka sent you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Indeed. Let me tell you about Connors and Sullivan, if I can. You know, you need a will. You need a trust. Maybe you want to create a philanthropic plan so it serves your interests, protects your assets, helps out your favorite organization in your will or in your trust. You could do it at Connors and Sullivan. Their lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes and people. Look, nobody likes thinking about wills and trusts, but the fact is everybody needs a will, possibly a trust. It's important that you determine who gets what. Okay, so you schedule a free, in-person, initial consultation with an attorney at Connors and Sullivan. And they will just take the, in my opinion, the weight of the world off your shoulders. Really, you could talk to a great attorney there. I talked to Eugene there. I got Mr. Connors there. Michael Jr. is there. You'll meet Beth. It's a great feel, and you want to be comfortable when you're talking about maybe a philanthropic plan, a healthcare proxy, a will, a trust, power of attorney. They can do it all at Connors and Sullivan, and you can get a free in-person initial consultation with one of the attorneys at Connors and Sullivan, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten Island, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour, coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Yes, what do you got there, Al?
There we go. AC/DC coming for you.
Old school, baby, I love it. You're too young for that, Alex. You're hip to this, huh? You hipster,
from
you.
From Miller and AC/DC, I kind of know them all, right?
I know, you really do. You got a knowledge for that. Hey, I'll tell you what, let's go to Michael Goodwin. Thank you, Alex Garrett. Michael Goodwin is a brilliant journalist, one of the last remaining journalists in America today, chief political columnist for the New York Post. Michael, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Joe. So far, so good.
Well, what's happening in New York, it just keeps happening. The craziness keeps happening. I'm looking at your article in front of me. NYPD's bust up at Columbia doesn't mean this disgraceful anti-Semitic episode is over. Tell us about this great piece that you have in the Post, Michael Goodwin.
Well, look, I think it was important what happened last night at Columbia and also at the City College, where the police were called in by the administrators and told we would like to clear out either, the tent encampments, the occupation of a building on the Columbia campus. And the police did a wonderful job. I mean, as always, I mean, there was no real drama to it. They basically came in. They created zones where the press and other students could be further away from the place that they were working on. They found an entry into the Hamilton Hall on Columbia where the miscreants had gone in the night before, broke in, barricaded themselves in with furniture and everything, and the cops just circumvented that. You could see they have so many special tools, the police and fire for emergencies, and this was like a ladder, a folding ladder that came up out of it on the back of a truck, and they were able to go into a second story window, and the cops just single file marched up that window, up that ladder into the window, and brought out all the protesters, all the people who had illegally broken into the building and stayed overnight, and arrested them, put them in a bus, and took them downtown for processing, where hopefully Alvin Bragg will find time between his persecutions of Donald Trump to actually prosecute them, although I suspect his heart is with them. But at any rate, it was a masterful job. It was not dramatic in the sense that there was no violence. There appears to have been little or no resistance from the occupiers. So all that bold talk sort of evaporated when the cops showed up. The pity is that it didn't happen sooner, that both CCNY, City College, City University, and Columbia didn't move sooner to quash these anti-Semitic uprisings. Because when they did, the air went right out of the balloon. Now, it doesn't mean they won't come back, and at Columbia, it's still 2 weeks until graduation. A lot of time, but the Columbia president finally seems to have seen the light, and she has asked the police to, I guess, keep some officers on campus through graduation. But I suspect, look, there will be more protests there because these people are anti-Semites, and they want to destroy Israel and celebrate terrorists. I mean, that is the only possible reading of this going on this long. I mean, when they say, we are Hamas, we should take them at their words.
Yeah, and kick them out, for crying out loud. You know what? And because you're absolutely, you say, it's so wonderful that, and I hate to say it, this Mein Kampf. You said, what are these kids reading? Mein Kampf. That is the book by Adolf Hitler. And I thought in the morning, and we voted against it, I was going to open the show this morning with a speech from Hitler about the Jews. I mean, because this is just like pre-war Germany. There's pictures of the brown shirts, the Nazis, blocking colleges for the Jewish students not to get in. It's exactly what's going on in 2024. And the Jews came to America to escape what? That. And they're coming to America, and they're going through it. There's got to be the agitators. These got to be the agitators. And it's not like, unlike the January 6th, where they said, or the George Floyd riots, they have professional agitators, in my opinion, Michael. I think you'll agree, that come in. But then there's the like you call them, stooges, that kind of go along with it. They go along with it. Goodness gracious, but this is, and to your point about Alvin Bragg, God bless you for bringing that up. I mean, he's got this, like, Michael Gubin writes, calling Alvin Bragg, the case against the Columbia offenders is stronger and infinitely more legitimate than the political show trial the Manhattan DA is conducting against Donald Trump, which is an election and interference scam, Michael Goodwin says. And you're right on the money. This was hate crimes. Will Alvin Bragg put them on trial for hate crimes when they said, we are with Hamas, Michael?
Well, it'll be interesting to see who gets charged with what. You know, I mean, obviously the people who broke into the building, you have a trespassing, you have all kinds of property crimes. I don't know what they're going to be charged with. I'm sure there will be a range for different people. But you're also right, Joe, about the stooges who go along. I mean, it does make you think that these kids are not very well educated.
Yep.
And that they are indoctrinated but not educated. And that's what's happening at too many of these elite colleges. These kids are being trained not to be good citizens but to be leaders. And so they take on this sense of self-importance very early, and their sensitivities are such that they dare not hear a word that they don't agree with. And so that's where you get this cancel culture. So when you combine the indoctrination with cancel culture, they're only hearing one thing. And they're too, I don't know, it's somehow being a terrorist supporter has become cool, right? It's, I got my kafia. Oh, where'd you get your kafia? Where'd you get your Palestinian flag? Oh, man, you look great with that mask and the kafia. Wow, let's go out. Let's protest. I mean, there's a whole, you know, juvenile delinquent mentality to a lot of this, and then they find themselves suddenly in handcuffs. Gee, what happened? And what do mom and dad think about, you know, Junior going off to an Ivy League school and ending up in jail for supporting terrorism and breaking into a building? Surely there'll be a lot of distressed parents this morning somewhere.
Yeah, and before we let you go, too, I just want to make the fact that when the from Eastern Europe, when the Jewish community came into New York, I mean, they helped build the great city of New York, and they helped build these great educational institutions, these Ivy League, these great schools in New York came from the Jewish community, and now there are people keeping the Jews from going to class. Michael, you say it best here, and we just re-exed the article out from the New York Post. We invite you to visit Michael Goodwin at the New York Post and read his brilliant writings. But if this didn't stop Hitler, and it won't stop the Nazi wannabes on Columbia's campus, you got to be careful with this, because we're right at the precipice of that. What happened in the Second World War, and it's great that you're right about it, Michael. You know, I don't know what to say. You and I, you know, we've been around a little bit, and we're seeing this all resurface. And they won't teach history. They're not going to teach history. It's going to your take before we let you go, Michael, on where this will all end up in New York City.
Well, look, I think you make a very good point about the parallels with history, and that is the worrisome part. That if you know history, this is not the sort of thing you do. Right. If you understand what happened in the 30s in Germany, if you follow along, you begin to realize that, as Mark Twain said, history doesn't necessarily repeat, but it does rhyme. And so you're seeing this kind of thing come around again. I mean, October 7th was a horrible, horrible incident in human history. And yet, you have these college kids on Upper West Side of Manhattan and really all over the country saying, we're with the people who killed the babies and committed rape and took hostages and gloried in the blood. I mean, how did that happen? I think that's what we've got to figure out. And you and I think, agree that it is a lack of education, a lack of morals, and a lack of, in some ways, modesty, Joe, about who you are in the world and how your country was shaped so that you could enjoy its bounty.
Yeah, amen. Michael Goodwin, the one, the only. Thank you so much for gracing the airwaves with us this morning, Michael. God bless. Let's talk soon, please.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Michael Goodwin right there. Just put the article out on X. Debbie Duhame is out there on the roads. It's going to be a nice day. Yay!
Yay!
Stephen Parr tells us it's going to be a sunny day out there. It's about 9:51 right now. Mike Gallagher's coming up 10:05. He's fired up as well. We got all the answers. You know what, Debbie? Mm-hmm. We are the answer. Like
Chaz
Palminteri always busts my job. Hey, that was great meeting Chaz, right? Was that cool? You saw him last week at the Blue Lives Matter event. That was great, right?
He is so cool. Just so, he's just like, he walks in the room. You're like, oh, cool is here. Chaz is here. Joe and Chaz together. Well, forget it. We're around coolness.
Joey, you are the answer. You are the answer.
You are. Don't
tell me. Hey, 9:51. Thank you, Debbie. How are we doing out there?
Chaz is so right. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're seeing delays still on 17K. It's closed at Corporate Boulevard up by Stewart International Airport in Newburgh. It's all due to a car that went into a building. Let's go out to the JFK Expressway southbound, South Cargo Road into the Van Wyck. That's ongoing milling and paving till tomorrow morning. So if you're heading out to Kennedy Airport, do watch for that. It's kind of busy on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport. The Van Wyck northbound slowing down through Kew Gardens. We're seeing a lot of volume right now as you head to the Jackie Robinson West at Cypress Hill Street. Watch out. It's an accident there. Kind of busy on the westbound BQE over the Kosciuszko Bridge with an accident just about cleared. Eastbound BQE, heavy up through Atlantic Avenue. FDR Drive bunching up in both directions right through the 60s. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge still waiting 45. Lincoln 20. Holland still waiting 25 minutes into town. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member does not come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. Over 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served deserve our nation's gratitude. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
We're looking at a beautiful day across New York City. High temperatures getting into the mid to upper 70s, into the 80s, lower 80s in parts of New Jersey. A little bit cooler than that on Long Island. It's going to be another nice day during the day tomorrow. Make sure you get a chance to get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather. For StormGuys.live, I'm meteorologist Stephen Parr.
Thank you, Stephen. Joe on the radio telling you about InfuCare RX under the watchful eye of our good friend Devin Patel, founder and CEO of InfuCare RX. InfuCare RX is a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. I was telling you about my Olivia. God bless her. She's doing great. Thank God. She's just doing great. But I see how these infusions really help. So it's IV, whether IV, sub-Q infusions. You can get saline. You get immunoglobulin, you know, and just for an overall wellness for yourself. You got to talk to your doctor. Talk to your doctor. You could say, look, I heard on Piscopo's show about InfuCare RX and about this infusion. Tell me about it. And he will. And patients of InfuCare RX have full access to their clinical team via phone and digital access. And instead of going to a clinic, instead of going to a hospital, you don't want to do that. You know where you go? Right to your house. They come right to your home with a nurse, and the infusion is done right there. It really is quite extraordinary. To review the services, please go to InfuCareRx.com. All right, I think you're going to love what you see. Check with your doctor first, please. InfuCareRx.com. InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCareRx, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Taking care of business.
Yes, we are. Hey, guys, let me go to Tom calling in. Again, I'm so delinquent on the phone calls. I apologize for that. Tom, sorry to keep you waiting. Good morning to you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Joe, never apologize. Waiting for you is getting great information from all your people that you put on this radio that answer questions and give solutions. Yes. So I enjoy
Thank
waiting
you, brother.
Because it's a great radio show. It's great for America. And I appreciate you. So,
Thank
Joe,
you.
Just like Dr. Siegel, you know, he truly said the right things.
Yeah.
You know, marijuana in the 60s, and I get this answer all the time because I'm like you. I don't drink, smoke, or dope. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have children. We have kids made mistakes. And, you know, I seen it happen personally. And, you know, thank God everything worked out. And it's touching for me to listen to people like Dr. Siegel because he is brilliant. And he's a great, great person to have on your radio. And I take it personally, this stuff, because you know what? The THC that's in marijuana today, I call it liquid heroin. And what it is these kids are smoking weed, and that's right, it's not weed. They're smoking THC to a level where there's nobody home anymore.
Yeah.
I see it every day. I try to hire kids. They can't have a conversation.
Yeah.
They cannot speak to me.
Yeah.
They stink when they come into stores. They don't even have the mental intellect to say what they want out of a job. It's gotten so bad that people don't realize it's not marijuana of 20 years ago, 30 years ago. What it is it's a marijuana that is actually infiltrating our youth, our middle-aged people, and it's dumbing down this country.
Yeah,
and what people don't understand, this is a planned attack. And here's the other thing I want you to remember. Let's go back to the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Didn't the DEA make this drug illegal? And we spent billions upon billions, if not trillions of dollars, to stop it from coming into the country?
Yeah.
Why was that? Because we knew what it would do to our children. We knew what it would do to America.
Yeah. And here we are.
If it wasn't for 970 AM radio bringing up these truly important subjects to America and to the radio waves, we would have nobody talking about this. So I thank 970 AM radio. I thank Joe Piscopo. I thank the whole crew. And I really think you need to push this because I got to be honest with you. Not only the marijuana, It's all the fentanyl that's killing it. Like you said with your friend with the LSD.
Yep.
I lost in my neighborhood in Breezy Point a number of people to LSD back in the day. And, and we call, I won't say the guy's name, but he's out there. He just walks around. There's nobody home.
That's
we
so
need
true.
Americans on point. Not smoking the point of a marijuana cigarette.
That's right. Thank Tom, thank you. Thank you for your kind words. We appreciate it more than we could tell you. Joe Sebelia, thank you. Alex Garrett, great job this week, as always.
Debbie,
thank you. No, thank you, my friend. And Cara Fasaro, thank you for the social media. Michael, thanks for manning the phones. Mert Roberts is going to podcast this sucker out in a second. Joe Piscopo on this Wednesday. Happy feast day for St. Joseph the Worker. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 60 degrees, Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Two people are now in custody in connection with a string of muggings in Central Park. Police announced Tuesday that Kevin Brown and another unidentified suspect had been arrested for separate robberies in the park. Police say more arrests could be coming. Officials say there have been at least five muggings in this past week alone. New Jersey is still feeling the aftershocks of an earthquake that took place in early April. The United States Geological Survey says a 2.6 magnitude aftershock occurred about 7 o'clock this morning in the Somerset community of Gladstone. Now, dozens of aftershocks have been reported since the 4.8 magnitude earthquake was felt across New York City area back on April 5th. Sports action, Knicks lose in the playoffs. The Islanders are eliminated. The Mets over the Cubs 4-2. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Kagan on AM 970.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.